It's a win-win for Faith.
The album is a win-win.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. And I'm curious, Faith. Does it ever wear you out by constantly hearing Biggie's name being brought up?
No. I mean, I'm blessed that, you know, to have been a part of his life, you know, and vice versa. I mean, and also to still, I mean, I'm co-executor of his estate with his mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have his son. I mean, so it's not something that I'm going to ever get away from. And Big was a huge part of my life, you know, although, you know, we lost him very early, but so much happened in such a little time. Such a short amount of time, you know, that we, from when we met, and, you know, us being on Bad Boy and just everything happening and blowing up, you know, it was just, you know, a lot to go through in such a short period of time, but still the history and the memories, you know, it's not going to change the fact that he was a huge part of my life. So
the portrayals in some of the movies, how close are they to reality?
You mean in the movie Notorious? Mm-hmm. Well, from what I understand, see, the movie was based on a book that was like kind of done a bunch of interviews of people that knew him well. So I don't think, you know, it was necessarily a chronological thing the way it was laid out in the movie. Some of the things I do know were like, this might have happened before that, or, you know, but for the most part, the situations that I was a part of or that I was aware of, they're pretty accurate. Like, you know, one thing that I know probably was just a cinematic twist was like when I came in the hotel room to, you know, do whatever. The girl was not, she wasn't a Caucasian girl.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that's things probably like just that. Something they did for, you know, like I said, cinematic.
Could you ever see the Faith Evans story on the screen?
Yes. I've actually, you know, had a few people that I met with that, you know, either thought that it would be great to do my memoir into a movie.
Yeah.
I even had a movie recently, you know, about doing Lifetime thing.
Your
but
book
I
was one of the best ever.
Given those Lifetime movies, I don't know now.
Okay.
Was it hard? Faith, when you wrote your book, This Is Sherry, was it hard to put your, you know, to put your life down in a book and expose yourself the way you did?
I don't think it was as difficult as I've heard other people say it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think because so much of those situations were already kind of put out there, even though they weren't always an accurate portrayal. And the young lady who I collaborated with, she's from Jersey, and she'd done a couple of pieces on me for like Vibe and different magazines. Mm-hmm. And I just, something about her felt different than just the average journalist. I don't know. It just felt like she got it and she got me. So when it was time to do the book, I knew that I wanted to work with her. And she was like, "Are you sure? I've never done a book." And I'm like, "I'm telling you, you can do it." Like, so we just sat on the phone. I really tried to start writing at first and would send her stuff, but it took a little too long to do it that way. We were both pregnant.
Yeah. Both pregnant.
We were both pregnant, living
on
different coasts.
There were three productions going on.
Exactly.
Then. Yeah.
So then we just started having conversations, and then she would kind of make notes and send me back stuff, and not certain things I would tell her, like, you know, everything, and I'm like, but you know what, it ain't for me to tell somebody else's story, so let's just make this very tactfully honest, you know what I mean? That was really my goal, to be tactfully
and you were,
honest,
you
know.
You were very honest. Would you do the Faith Evans story, or do you see somebody else portraying you on screen?
I definitely wouldn't mind portraying myself.
Because there's so much controversy now about who's portraying whom on screen. You know, a lot of people calling into question some casting choices and stuff.
Right.
But you see yourself as...
I would definitely do it. I mean, I think I look pretty
Faith.
Cute.
Yo, you look fabulous.
Sybil's insinuating she wants to be you.
Not at all. Faith. So not. Foul. No.
The incomparable Faith Evans is in studio. Get your ears ready. Open them up, because she's going to perform live from the Red Velvet Cake Studio on the TJMS next. Check your time, 4 minutes before the hour.
Morning show.